You're listening to SBS News.
In some countries in the Americas, the situation is critical and the pandemic far from controlled. With dangerously low supplies of oxygen and a shortage of vaccines and health workers, more than 1.2 million cases have been recorded in Latin America and the Caribbean in the last week alone. The Pan American Health Organization's director, Carissa Etienne, is stressing the need for solidarity in controlling the spread of the virus.
The WHO's recent approval of the Sinopharm vaccine offers fresh confidence to countries in the region where the vaccine is already in use and brings hope for expanding access to vaccines in the Americas. But until we have enough vaccines to protect everyone, our health systems and the patients that rely on them remain in danger.
The organisation is working hand-in-hand with ministries of health, mainly in hard-hit places, by redesigning models of care, updating clinical guidelines, deploying emergency medical teams, offering technical assistance, scaling up oxygen production, and donating vital supplies. India's B.1.617 coronavirus variant has been detected in six countries in the Americas, and PAHO is worried about its high transmissibility. In January, before India's second wave, Prime Minister Narendra Modi boasted about being the vaccine saviour of the developing world. That thought bubble has burst, and since the second wave, India's government imposed a de facto ban on all vaccine exports, including to COVAX, leading to delayed orders to low-income countries. PAHO Assistant Director Jarbas Barbosa says this is happening because of delays at the Serum Institute of India, which is the world's largest vaccine manufacturer.
We are concerned about the limitations or the suspension from the government of India to allow the Serum Institute of India to export the vaccines that they are committed with COVAX facility. They have a contract signed, they received the payment, but they are not being allowed to export the vaccine. WHO, Gavi are in negotiation with the government of India, trying to reach an agreement.
India continues to set new daily coronavirus records, taking the total fatalities past 250,000. Now the European Union's executive is calling on countries of the bloc to temporarily halt non-essential travel from India in a bid to limit the spread of a coronavirus variant. Meantime, a panel of independent experts have found crucial shortcomings in the global response to COVID-19 during the early stages of the outbreak last year. The World Health Organization's response to the coronavirus pandemic has been reviewed and criticized by the panel, with experts faulting countries for their wait-and-see approach. Former New Zealand Prime Minister and panel member Helen Clark says there was catastrophic results globally because most waited to see how the virus was spreading until it was too late to contain it.
That wasted month of February meant that health systems became overwhelmed as the disease spread rapidly. Time had run out for many countries to avert COVID-19 having a major impact on them. There was also a global winner-takes-all scramble to secure the personal protective equipment, the therapeutics, and other supplies required. Too many countries, including some of the wealthiest, devalued the emerging science.
Former Liberian president and panel member Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was also on the panel. She says the WHO's Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus of Ethiopia should be limited to a single seven-year term instead of a five-year term, which can be renewed once.
This is a direct consequence of WHO being underpowered and underfunded by member states. We propose that WHO is guaranteed financial and political independence, that majority of funds shifted to assessed contributions, removing earmarks and limiting the most senior officials, such as the Director General, to a single term.
Meanwhile, in the United States, the expanded use of Pfizer shots have been cleared for use in kids aged 12 to 15 years old. U.S. President Joe Biden says it's one more giant step in the country's fight against the pandemic, and he's urging kids to get get the jab.
This new population is going to find the vaccine rollout fast and efficient. As of tomorrow, more than 15,000 pharmacies across this country will be ready to vaccinate this age group. Most of these pharmacies are close to family as their family home, as the kids' school is to their family home. We're also going to be getting vaccines to pediatricians and family doctors, so parents and children can talk to their doctors who they trust about getting the vaccination, and they'll be able to do it at that office.
Michigan's chief medical executive, Dr. Joni Calden, is also urging primary care physicians to enroll to administer COVID-19 vaccines as the state prepares to quickly begin vaccinating 12 to 15-year-olds.
I'm asking every primary care doctor to enroll as a vaccine provider. The most important thing we can do right now is to make vaccines available for whenever someone is ready. We know that patients trust their doctors, and when they are ready to get vaccinated, we want you to have vaccine on hand. Reach out to your patients now and ask them if they have been vaccinated and if they have any questions that you can answer about the vaccines.
The US state of Arizona also plans to begin making doses available on Thursday for children aged 12 to 15 at the 7 state-run vaccination sites. In Georgia, youngsters aged 12 through 15 made their way to the DeKalb Pediatric Center facility on Wednesday for their Pfizer coronavirus vaccine. The center's Dr. Jane Wilkoff says vaccination recipients will head to a waiting room to be monitored briefly for lingering side effects after the shots are administered.
Probably do 12 to 1300 today, maybe a little bit more. It's raining. Some people were so anxious that they went and got the vaccine yesterday and didn't wait for their appointments today. But we're here, we're ready, and it'll be at least 1200 people that will do today.
In Thailand, nearly 3,000 inmates at two prisons in Bangkok have tested positive for COVID-19, and staff at a Madrid mass vaccination centre were treated to a classical music concert to mark International Nurses Day. A special string quartet played at the centre in the Wisnik Stadium, performing classical works to the nursing staff and the many 60-year-olds attending the centre to receive their COVID-19 vaccines. And finally, Spain has announced that fans will be allowed to return to sporting stadiums at a maximum of 30% capacity, up to 5,000 people. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.